If you would turn in your New Testaments to Ephesians, the second chapter, we'll begin there in just a moment. In the few minutes that I have with you this evening, I'd like to talk just a second about the part that we have to play in our salvation. As a school teacher and school beginning this week, one of the first things that I do each year with my students is talk to them a little bit about how the older they get. I teach juniors in high school, so it's their first year as upperclassmen, and I try to impress upon them the idea that with the older they get, the more of their education is on their shoulders, the more responsibility that they have as a part of their education. And some of them, you know, nod their heads. Some of them, agree. Some of them agree to disagree. I still find it funny that every year, inevitably, there's some kid who doesn't do well on the big test at the end of the year and blames the teacher. It's always the teacher's fault. And I'm certainly not perfect. There are things that I can do better. But I try to get them to understand that it's their responsibility for their education. When Jerry asked me to give this talk tonight, I thought about how the religious world is that same way in a lot of ways. If you look at Ephesians chapter 2, and in verse 8, this is a verse that is taken out of context quite often by those in the world today. It says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." And they look at that passage and they think, well, I don't have to do anything. We're saved by God's grace, and there's nothing else to it. God loves me, and as long as I believe in Him, then that's all that I have to do. I don't have to do anything else. In Romans, the sixth chapter, the Apostle Paul, talking to the Roman brethren there about grace, verse 14, he says, you're not under law, but under grace. And then beginning in verse 15, he says, "What then? Shall we sin because we are not under law, but under grace? Certainly not. Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness? But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered, and having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness." As Christians, we are slaves of righteousness. There are works that we have to do. This was at the end of verse 16 there, Paul states, obedience leading to righteousness. We have to be obedient to God in order to be pleasing to Him. In James, the second chapter, it talks about the characteristics of works. It talks about how works play into our faith and what works have to do with our faith. The passage that we're all familiar with, beginning in verse 17 of James 2, we're told faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, "You have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works." And that passage that they take out of context there in Ephesians, the second chapter, if you read the 10th verse, it says, we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. And so part of being a Christian, part of being pleasing to God and righteous, is by doing those works that God has commanded of us. If we expect that we're just going to sit back and not do anything, and we're going to be saved by grace, that is not what the New Testament teaches. We have to do our part. We're created for good works. We're told in the New Testament what those good works are. We're to teach. We're to be good examples. We're to love our brethren. We are to act a certain way. We're to be holy. And if we do that, then God will be just to fulfill His promise to us. For those who are not Christians tonight, we want to offer an invitation. One of the first works that we have to do in order to be pleasing to God is to put on Christ in baptism. And there may be some here tonight who have not taken that step yet, who have not been baptized into Christ's church. And we want to certainly offer that opportunity to you tonight to take that step. There may be those who are Christians, but you have stopped doing the works that God has commanded of you and requires of you, and you want to come forward and make that right. If we can help you in any way, we ask that you would come forward as we now sing the song of invitation.